From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirms Indonesia ready to bridge Ukraine-Russia peace efforts. IMF reports Indonesia's economic growth far above global average. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo has expressed his support for peace efforts in Ukraine in the bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, held on the sidelines of the Group of Seven or G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan. President Joko Widodo remarked, according to a statement received on Sunday, that Indonesia is also ready to be a bridge of peace between Russia and Ukraine. President Zelensky expressed his appreciation of Indonesia's role in seeking peace settlement in Ukraine. In the meeting, both leaders also discussed the importance of the world food supply chain, which also had been discussed during President Joko Widodo's visit to Kyiv last year. President Joko Widodo also conveyed his support for the extensions of the Black Sea grain deal. Indonesia has recorded better economic growth far above the global average and has been able to maintain it amid global uncertainty. This was affirmed by Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, more recently. She made the statement during a meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan on Saturday, according to a press release issued by the Press Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat. Considering Indonesia's achievement, Kristalina Georgieva said that the IMF expects the nations to assist other developing countries, especially in poverty alleviation programs. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed bilateral cooperation in the economy and defense during their meeting in Hiroshima, Japan on Sunday. President Joko Widodo asked President Macron to support Indonesia's accession to the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, and the competitions of the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnerships Agreement, Indonesia-EU-CEPA, by 2024. Both leaders also discussed French investment in Indonesia's strategic sectors during the meeting. President Joko Widodo commended the participation of French companies in Indonesia's downstreaming projects, the 500 million euros assistance for Indonesia through the French Development Agency AFD, and the establishment of the Just Energy Transition Partnerships GETP in Indonesia. Let's move on to the international news, where the U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said he had received a flat assurance from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that he would not use Western-provided F-16 fighter jets to go into Russian territory. Biden told reporters in Hiroshima, Japan, at the conclusion of a meeting of world leaders that F-16 warplanes could be used wherever Russian troops are within Ukraine and the area. Leaders of the Group of Seven or G7 richest democracies on Sunday said they would not back down from supporting Ukraine in a warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin, as he claimed to have taken the eastern city of Bakhmut, something Kyiv denied. Oil prices slipped on Monday as cautions around the U.S. debt ceiling talks and concerns about demand recovery in China offset support from lower supplies from Canada and the OPEC Plus producers. Brent crude futures fell 48 cents to $75.10 a barrel, by 0201 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate or WTI crude for July delivery. The resumptions of U.S. debt ceiling negotiations later on Monday will remain a key driver for crude and risk sentiment this week, IG Sydney's base analyst Tony Sycamore said. Saudi Arabia made history on Sunday as its first female astronaut Raya Nahbarnawi and her colleague Ali Al-Karni launched towards the International Space Station's ISS. The duos were on board the Axiom Space 2 mission, which launched at 5:37 p.m. EDT time. Astronaut Peggy Whitson and business pioneer and pilot John Schaffner are also part of the mission. During their 8-day stay on the ISS, Whitson, Schaffner, Al-Karni and Barnawi aimed to conduct 20 research projects. Among them are 14 projects developed by Saudi scientists covering various areas such as human physiology, cell biology and technology development. Thailand's unemployment rate hit a 3-year low in the first quarter, the state planning agency said on Monday, declining to 1.05% from 1.15% in the last 3 months of 2022, as recovery in the crucial tourism industry strengthened. Southeast Asia's second largest economy grew faster than expected in the first quarter, driven by the continued pickup in the travel sector, a key source of jobs that was decimated by the pandemic. Employment increased 2.4% in January-March from a year earlier. The National Economy and Social Development Council, NESDC, said in a statement. Listener, now let's move in on to the commentary for today on the G7 summit in Hiroshima determined to strengthen cooperation with international partners. The 7 developed industrial countries that are members of the G7 held a summit in Hiroshima, Japan on May 19 to 21, 2023. Japan currently serves as the G7 presidency and hosts the 49th summit. The 7 G7 member countries are respectively French, the United States, UK, Germany, Japan, Italy, and Canada. Meanwhile, the European joined the G7 group in 1981. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, in his remarks at the opening of the G7 summit, stated that the world is currently facing a multidimensional crisis. The world today is facing some issues, starting from Russia's attack on Ukraine, nuclear disarmament, global economy and finance, and climate change to food security. Kishida ensured that during the G7 presidency, Japan facilitated discussions by the leaders of the G7 countries to spark various ideas and plans, as well as plans for the future. One of the important points of discussions at the summit was the G7 efforts to strengthen international partnerships, including with the countries of the Global South, namely the new emerging economic powers. During the meeting, the leaders of the G7 and 8 countries invited, as well as 7 international organizations, discussed various issues including food, health, development, and gender. The approach between the G7 and the Global South has also been demonstrated before, when Germany assumed the G7 presidency in 2022. The leaders of Argentina, India, Indonesia, Senegal, and South Africa were also invited to attend several sessions of the G7 summit at Schloss Elmau. G20 member countries represent 85% of global gross domestic products. 60% of the world's population lives in the G20 countries. In this regard, Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who although not a member of the G7 but was invited to the meeting, called for the time to forge partnerships based on equality. The presence of President Joko Widodo shows that Indonesia's positions in the international arena is indeed to be reckoned with. Indonesia assumed the presidencies of the G20 in 2022 and successfully held the G20 summit on 15 and November 16 in Bali. Currently, Indonesia chairs the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Asian 2023, so it is only natural for Indonesia to take part in creating win-win solution in overcoming the multidimensional world crisis today. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Let's begin today in history. On May 22nd, with an event in 1960 about an earthquake in Valdivia, Chile. An earthquake with a magnitude of 9.4 to 9.8 occurred in the Valdivia region of Chile at noon on May 22nd, 1960. This earthquake occurred during the day and caused a tsunami as high as 25 meters that reached southern Chile, Hawaii, Japan, the Philippines, eastern New Zealand, southeastern Australia, and the Aleutians Islands in Alaska. The main tsunami with waves as high as 10.7 meters moved 10,000 kilometers from the epicenters across the Pacific Ocean and devastated the Hilo area, Hawaiian Island. The earthquake and tsunami killed 1,655 people and left 2 million people homeless. Let's move on to the next event about the World Biodiversity Day. The idea for commemorating this Biodiversity Day originated from the ratification of the Diversity Agreement of the Convention on Biological Diversity, CBD, in Nairobi on May 22, 1992. Nairobi's final act of the conference for the adoption of the agreed text of the Conventions on Biological Diversity. International Day for Biological Diversity was commemorated for the first time on December 29, 1993. Based on the determination of the Second Committee of the UN General Assembly, coinciding with the implementation of the Convention on Biological Diversity. However, because in many countries, December 29 coincides with the year-end holiday since 2000, it has been agreed that May 22nd is the International Day for Biodiversity. We entered in history with an event in 2019 about Jakarta's riot. On May 22, 2019, riots occurred around the Sarinah Building, Central Jakarta. The riots were triggered by a group that was disappointed with the result of the 2019 presidential election, which was won by the pair Joko Widodo and Ma'ruf Amin. The riots took place around the Election Supervisory Board Bawaslu Building to the Petamburan Mobile Brigade headquarters and the Sleepy Area in Jakarta. A total of 9 people died and 442 people were arrested in the incident.
Benarkah rasa tak
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida discuss enhancing a number of partnerships between Indonesia and Japan when holding a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan on Saturday. President Joko Widodo started the meeting by expressing his appreciation for the invitation from the government of Japan to Indonesia to attend the G7 summit. As quoted from the statement of the Press Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat on Saturday, President Joko Widodo said, "Japan is an important and strategic partner of Indonesia." During the meeting, President Joko Widodo once again pushed to accelerate the completions of Indonesia-Japan Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IGEPA. He even targeted the negotiations to be completed in September 2023. President Joko Widodo reminded Prime Minister Kishida that Indonesia had provided flexibility for agricultural products from Fukushima. Thus, he asked Japan to apply the same thing by expanding access to Indonesian tropical fruit, including mangoes. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo also mentioned Japanese investment in Indonesia, especially the need to accelerate the completion of the Integrated Mass Rapid Transport MRT project while proposing to directly appoint a Japanese contractor. Meanwhile, regarding the construction of the new capital city Nusantara, the president welcomed the signing of 5 memorandum of understanding with Japanese institutions. On that occasion, the two leaders also briefly discussed the energy transition. In that matter, President Joko Widodo emphasized Indonesia's push for the acceleration of the realization of Japan's commitment of $500 million. This included low-carbon technology and the acceleration of the discontinuation of steam power plants and the implementation of the agreement business that is established between Indonesian state-owned enterprises and Japanese partners as an effort to achieve net-zero emission. Accompanying the presidents in the bilateral meeting were Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, as well as Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi.
Oleh cinta
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Central Sulawesi Province, Indonesia, which has three outermost islands which are directly adjacent to Malaysian and Philippine waters, namely Lingayan, Salando, and Dolangan. Of the three islands, only Lingayan has inhabitants. Lingayan Island, which is also called Lingian Island, is located in Ogotua Village, Toli-Toli Regency, Central Sulawesi. To reach Lingayan Island, the journey is done by road trip using a motorbike from Palu City to Ogotua Village, North Dampal District, with a travel time of about 6 hours. A number of islands which are in the middle of the blue waters of Makassar Strait will become part of the beautiful scenery that can be enjoyed along the way. Furthermore, from Ogotua Village, continue by sea transportation to Lingian Island. There are no regular boats to this island, so you can use boats owned by local fishermen and it takes about 30 minutes. In addition to white sand beaches and beautiful panoramas, the waters around Lingayan Island are also rich in beautiful underwater scenery. Because Lingayan is located at the confluence of Makassar Strait and Sulawesi Sea, there is also a habitat for hawksbill turtles, which in certain months come up to the beach to lay their eggs. The government has made the area around Lingayan Island a center for the preservation of dugongs and seagrass beds as protected marine mammal habitats because their populations are increasingly threatened. The beauty of this oval-shaped island is increasingly visible when traveling around by boat. White sand and beautiful and large rocks lie along the coastal circle of the island. On the other hand, there is an interior suitable for fishing or diving. Rows of large round and oval rocks of various sizes with plants on them lie in the waters around the island, resembling floating rocks or plants. If you want to take a closer look, boats can pass between them. A group of small fish jumping around the boat adds to the charm of Lingayan. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder taking you to Lingayan Island, Central Sulawesi. I'll see you in the next Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Dalam hidupmu, ini salahku. kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya? Bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta.
Mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memandai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is the hotel, which means at the hotel. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Harap Tidak Lama. Saya Harap Tidak Lama, which means I hope it won't be long. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a hotel receptionist. Chris responds to the hope by the receptionist. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kalau begitu saya kembali pukul 14 ya.
Yeah. Semoga kamarnya siap sebelum pukul 14.
Saya harap tidak lama menunggu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya harap, which means I hope. Tidak lama, which means isn't long. Menunggu, menunggu, which means waiting. Saya harap tidak lama menunggu, Saya harap tidak lama menunggu, which means I hope I won't wait for a long time. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Kamarnya siap, which means the room is ready. Sebelum, sebelum, which means before. Pukul 14, which means at 2 p.m. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya harap tidak lama menunggu. Saya harap tidak lama menunggu, which means I hope I don't need to wait for a long time. The sentence is a response to a statement of hope, which is semoga kamarnya siap sebelum pukul 14. Semoga kamarnya siap sebelum pukul 14, which means hope the room is ready before 2 p.m. The expression saya harap, which means I hope, is used to show a hope. It is followed by an expression to state something that the someone is wanted, namely, tidak lama menunggu, which means do not wait for a long time. Let's listen to the other examples to respond a hope. Saya harap demikian. Saya harap demikian, which means I hope so. Ya, saya harap kamu juga sehat. Ya, saya harap kamu juga sehat, which means yes, I hope you're fine too. When you interact with an Indonesian, you may hear an expression saya berharap, which has the same meaning and function as saya harap, which means I hope. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kalau begitu, saya kembali pukul 14 ya.
Ya, semoga kamarnya siap sebelum pukul 14.
Saya harap tidak lama menunggu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpi? Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu
aku cinta. Aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play, your mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song entitled Kala Cinta Menggoda by New Normal Keroncong. The song was popularized for the first time by an Indonesian legendary singer, the late Krisha, in 1997. The song tells about someone who loves, but both sides already have a partner. The turmoil of fiery love can lie to his heart, and he's in love even though he already has a partner. He will continue to try to express his feelings. Well, listener, here is New Normal Keroncong with the song Kala Cinta Menggoda. Happy listening!
Pertama ku langsung jatuh cinta, apalagi ku tahu kepada pemiliknya. Tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani, ku tak dapat menghindari gejolak cinta ini. Maka izinkanlah aku mencintaimu, atau bolehkanlah ku sekedar sayang. Para cinta, apalagi ku tahu kau ada pemiliknya. Tapi ku tak mampu membohongi hati nurani, ku tak dapat menghindari gejolak cinta ini. Maka izinkanlah aku mencintaimu, atau bolehkah aku sekedar sayang.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.